Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Elected officials, tenants, and advocates all making an announcement today about a building in the Bronx with a decades-long history of safety violations.
A lawsuit has now been filed by dozens of tenants here at this rent-stabilized building at 2201 Davidson Avenue. They're seeking millions in fines and necessary repairs to finally be done by Romad Realty. That's the owner. Incredibly, they also owe $24 million in unpaid property taxes to the city. Filing the suit, Russell Crane of Legal Aid.
The building's elevator has been out of service since August 2023. The building's front door lock is broken again. The common areas are once again highly unsanitary. It is truly a shame and an outrage.
As you walk through the building, you clearly see rats and mice, serious mold condition in many apartments, and water leaking in at least four areas that I saw. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, University Heights section of the Bronx.
The NYPD is out with a new photo of the suspect accused of kicking a man onto the subway tracks at Penn Station. You can see the photo at 1010winds.com. Investigators say the man they're looking for went up to the 64-year-old victim on Sunday afternoon on the Uptown E-Train platform, said something to him, then kicked him in the back, sending the man flying onto the tracks. Luckily, a few fellow strap hangers helped him back to the platform before a train could pull in. Anyone who knows anything about this incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A Queens woman is under arrest in a deadly crash from nearly 2 years ago. Police say 28-year-old Makeda McDonald was speeding on the Cross Island Parkway late one night in April of 2022 when she slammed into a guardrail, sending her vehicle flying end over end into a light pole and killing the woman in her back seat. McDonald was not charged at the time, but the NYPD's highway squad continued to investigate. And yesterday morning, she was taken into custody on charges including reckless driving and criminally negligent homicide. New Jersey Transit is having two more hearings today on its plan to hike fares by 15% this year, then another 3% every year after. The first happening right now at Passaic County Community College in Patterson. The second will go from 6 to 8 this evening at Bergen County Administration Building in Hackensack. NJT says it needs to raise fares to help close its $767 million budget gap. Several arrests have just been made in connection to the human body parts that were found last week in a Suffolk County park. Our Sophia Hall has the details.
Just steps away from the 9/11 Memorial Park here in the village of Amityville is where multiple arrests were made, I'm hearing, for the murder and dismemberment of a man and a woman. Their body parts left in Babylon at Southern's Pond Park and in Bethpage State Park. The names of the people arrested have not been released, and the two people killed have also not been identified. I'm hearing the bodies were sadly dismembered in this house on Railroad Avenue. The two-story house had a number of investigators walking inside and out in the early morning hours. The arm of the male victim was found last week in Babylon by a high school student walking to school. No word if gang violence is involved. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the village of Amityville, Long Island.
Today is Read Across America Day, and New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is celebrating by announcing a new program that allows schools, libraries, and other nonprofits across the state to request book deliveries from the Library of Congress.
Everything from science to math, you know, all different top nonfiction, fiction, you name it, they have books available, and we're going to make them available to people and in North Jersey so that we can get more kids reading.
And that's not the only way Gottheimer is working to get kids excited about books. Ahead of his announcement this morning, he spent some time at Stillman Elementary School in Tenafly reading to first graders.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.